The message to the Courthouse fans is come to Sandown and bring your scarves because your hero's going to parade.
Well, he's going to parade there, amongst other horses going to parade at Sandown there. I think we've been asked if we'd take Big Bucks, Septuagint and Milroy, and Rock and Ruby, but they've got to go to Aintree first, and there'll be plenty of other stars there, and Sandown will be a great day's racing, you know.
And happy memories of Quarto at Sandown, because everybody keeps thinking about him, all the Gold Cups and King George's, and we've almost forgotten he won Tingle Creeks as well.
He won two Tingle Creeks, yeah. He's been good at Sandown, but, you know, that day's not about Quarto style. The last day's about a celebration of jump racing and a good day's flat racing.
And 3 miles, 5.5, it's a huge finale and a very big finale, which presumably you'll be aiming a couple at in due course.
Yeah, I would say it's going to be a bit challenging for the course issue with the weather as bad as it is, as dry as it is, and need to do plenty to get the ground right, because it's always quick, and I think there's 7 or 8 in there at the moment, but we'll whittle it down and see what's right near the time what we run.
And of course it's the final day of the jump season, so from your point of view, obviously an important day.
Of course it is. It's like end of a long hard season, but it's a good day, and then it's quite hard to think you can be on sort of 2.5 million prize money on one day, and the next day the Sunday back to naught.
And Quarto, really, presumably, I don't know, it's, you know, things have died down a bit. Have your thoughts changed at all? You'll go on your summer holidays and we'll take it from there.
As I said earlier, Clive and I will have a chat sometime. He's fit, healthy and well, and we'll let him down like he does any other time and go from there.
Interesting reflection that maybe for once Lady Luck didn't shine on you, whereas it has in the past.
It didn't, but as I said, we've been incredibly lucky with him. A fall happened, and it just shows you, just a setback like that 3 weeks before a championship race doesn't help you. Hindsight's a wonderful thing. It's easy to say, oh, perhaps we shouldn't have run him, but, you know, you listen to all your men. Ruby had ridden him work, we'd scored him, Clifford had ridden him, they all said he was fine, so I'm there to listen to what they say. But obviously the horse, and I think he's so intelligent, they know when they're not quite on the game. Like when he ran at Punchestown, we didn't know, we were surprised that he ran like he did at Punchestown. There's obviously something troubling him, and they know. The same with Charnham, and they look after themselves as they get older, and that's a good thing about them.